right. Good morning, everybody.
Amy Obhoff greets a classroom full of new freshmen at Licking Heights High School in Central Ohio before jumping straight into her world history lesson.
So part of what was in the Magna Carta was something that we call the rule of habeas corpus.
The walls in Obhoff's room are filled with paintings, almost graffiti-like, depicting different historical events, symbols, and figures. Once an art history major, Obhoff has been using her passion for art to teach social studies for 13 years.
All right, so this is just a picture of King John here and his barons all around him, and he's being forced to sign that document.
For the past few years, Obhoff has noticed a growing stress among students as state lawmakers have been changing and making tweaks to the high school graduation standards. The issue ramped up in 2016 when state data showed that about 65% of high school juniors were not meeting the new requirements needed to graduate. The standards for that class relied heavily on accumulating a certain score on 7 different standardized tests. So lawmakers made another change by approving so-called alternate pathways for a few years. But that change was only temporary, and Obhoff says that worried families.
I know I've talked to some parents that have multiple students in high school, and it's very confusing because this kid has these graduation requirements and this kid has these other ones, and it can be very daunting and very confusing for not only parents but also students.
But over the summer break, lawmakers included in the state budget what they hope to be one last change intended to be a long-term fix. The new high school graduation standards for the class of 2023 and beyond lay out in 3 components. First, they have to pass their required high school courses, such as English, math, and social studies. Second, they must pass a standardized test in algebra and English. There are other options to prove competency, such as a work-based program, enlisting in the military, or completing college coursework. And finally, a student must earn 2 diploma seals. These are programs that demonstrate readiness in certain skills.
I think it's helpful. It lets me plan out my years.
That's Carter Russ. He's among the 360 freshmen at Licking Heights High School. Russ, who's considering music education, theater education, or nursing as a career, says it's nice to know exactly what's expected of him.
Stability in your own plans to graduate, I think it's very important. So that when it comes to your senior year, hopefully nothing has changed, then you can have everything you need to graduate.
Another proponent of the changes is Chad Aldis with the Fordham Institute, an education policy group. The pro-charter school advocate was part of the coalition that recommended this set of graduation requirements to lawmakers. He says it was important to create consistency while still raising the bar.
A high school diploma is important, we all know that. But what a high school diploma prepares you to do is really the most important thing.
If we're looking at an absolute monarch, how do they gain their power? From whom?
Obhoff says she's encouraged by the new long-term requirements.
There are lots of different options, and I think that that's a good thing for students because everyone, especially when we get to high school, they're thinking about that career path, and this kind of lets them explore that, I think, a little bit more.
The Ohio Department of Education has been working on spreading awareness about the new high school graduation requirements with a new website providing details of the standards. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.